see all you guys, and then sometimes do get confused, so excuse me.
Well, we're joined here by Phil Gooderham, head coach, I believe, of the Women's Hockey First, ready for their game against Loughborough. Kick-off is 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Me and Mike will be commentating, Phil. Just wondering how you felt feeling coming into this game. Obviously, two disappointing losses in the league coming into it. How have you managed to prepare over the last week?
I think we don't always take our league form into a Wednesday, because we've got very different sides from a weekend to a Wednesday because of the alumni that play for us international. So the girls tend to just, when we play on a Wednesday, focus on a Wednesday. So fortunately that kind of carryover doesn't tend to happen.
Okay.
So we've just gone along on that with our Wednesdays. We train on Monday and prepare for Wednesdays. And that's gone really well, so the girls have just carried on. We had a bit of a session yesterday as well, which was pleasing.
In terms of this tournament, you've really been quite the dominant side, obviously topping the championship, coming through to the knockout stages. Do you worry at all about a bit of complacency coming into the final, particularly you've beaten Loughborough twice before this season?
It is a concern. Complacency is always a concern when you're a successful side, and that's what we just have to talk about in pre-match, just making sure that they're completely focused on what they're going to do.
Sure.
It is a concern, but the girls are a good bunch of girls, and they understand that, you know, they can't be complacent no matter what game they're playing.
And obviously there's kind of a danger of it being a kind of a double whammy in terms of being a championship final and a match against Loughborough. It's such a hype match. Every player wants to get up for playing against Loughborough. How have you kind of angled it? Is it more because this is a final, or is it because it's a match against Loughborough, or is it just any other game for you?
I don't think we focus on the fact that it's against Loughborough anymore. I mean, to be honest, over the past few years we've had, you know, a lot of success against them, so we don't, we always consider them to be tough, and it's always a local rival, but it's not that same kind of rivalry as when I came 6 years ago.
Sure.
But the girls will focus on the game rather than who we're playing.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the opposition pre-match, but mostly we'll just focus on the game.
And what kind of hockey do you expect Loughborough to be playing?
I expect them to be fit, I expect them to have good shape. I think they'll defend well. And then try and hit us on the break a lot of the time.
Yeah. So do you plan to take the game to them at all? Or?
It's the way we play. Yeah. We play everybody by taking the game to them. We don't sit back from anybody.
A lot of nerves in the camp at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, the girls do get nervous. I get nervous. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, you know, I remember when I played, I mean, you get these little butterflies in the pit of your stomach, and it's fantastic. It's what we play for. Yeah. These are the games that we play sport for, you know, and if you're not nervous, then I'll be concerned.
Obviously you won last year. I mean, how much does that play on coming into here? Do you feel you have this good experience of the big game scenario?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, the girls have got, I mean, it's the third year we've been here.
Yeah.
Obviously the previous year, unfortunately, we lost, so coming back last year and winning was really good for them. So they've experienced both things here. So they've got, you know, but it means they've got 2 years of experience of being here as well, so which is quite good.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll speak to you.